After Jesus begins teaching in the temple, religious leaders try to trap him with questions. First, they ask if God's people should pay taxes to an earthly tyrant like Caesar. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarii. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from whose image we bear, God Almighty. Amen. Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Perhaps you see a resemblance of a parent or a relative. Perhaps you identify with beauty marks or imperfections. Do you see good and holy, or maybe bad and evil? Who do you see? Genesis 1:26 reads, this is the creation story. "Then God said, 'Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness.'" Do you see the likeness of God in the mirror? Caesar's bust, his image that is the center of today's gospel lesson. After being buttered up, Jesus is asked a highly religious, a highly political, a highly contentious question. One that is much more than, should I pay my taxes or not? Now, taxes were very steep in Jesus' day, taking as much as up to 50% of what was produced. More so, this tax was used to support Roman occupation in the land. Essentially, what the people were asking to pay for in their taxes was for their own suppression. And Roman occupation was not a pleasant thing. They paid this tax with a coin that bore the image of the emperor's head, and an inscription that named his divinity, his godliness. A coin that in itself broke the first two commandments for the Israelites. You shall have no other gods, and you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Yes, Jesus is asked a highly religious, a highly political, a highly contentious question. A lose-lose question. Because if he says no, he'll be punished for speaking out against Rome. And if he says yes to their question, he'll be rejected by his own people. The ones that just days before were singing his praises, alleluias, as he entered into Jerusalem. So the question, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor? And Jesus' response in our text is, "Give to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and to God what is God's." Not a yes or no answer, but the truth. a truth that perhaps they would have realized themselves. A truth revealing misguided images of self that did not bear the image of God, but rather an image of malice. One that was hungry for honor, for power, and privilege. Jesus' politically loaded religious question wasn't a one-off deal. Throughout the Gospels, we see in his ministry being tested and quizzed on issues of state and faith. This is what got Jesus killed. Jesus was a political and a religious rebel. That same climate of entrapment and malice are still at large in our lives today. Republican, Democrat, rich, poor, white, black, gay, straight, male, female. Sure, we've changed it a little bit. We've rebranded it into more concise categories, but it's all the same thing. It bears an image other than God's. Remember Paul's words, there is no Jew or Greek. We are all one in Christ. Just this week, I heard a speech from one of our former presidents, and I feel he captured it really well in saying that we have seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions, forgetting the image of God we should see in each other. Now, I'm not going to tell you who said that because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what president said it. The words speak truth. Our translation this morning for the question initially given to Jesus and then his response, whose head is this and whose title? Here in the Greek, the word for head is icon, or could also be translated as likeness. Whose likeness is this? The same word used in our Genesis text, the Genesis passage rather, where God says, we will create humankind in our likeness. God's likeness bears love. God's likeness bears justice. God's likeness bears mercy. It bears forgiveness. It bears hope. It bears beauty. It bears life. It bears peace. It bears unity. God's likeness bears goodness. This is the likeness to which God has created all of humanity. So, whose likeness do you see when you look in the mirror and in the mirrors of your lives? Is it the one of the true God whose likeness you were created in? Because God has created it in you. God sees it in you every day. Do you? Amen.